This is Rod Peterson on Demand. Now,
outside of the Falcons, and we already know what they are. They are literally some choke artists.
How about that?
And literally, from the heartbreak of the Super Bowl and watching how these guys literally squandered a game away on Sunday, it's just ridiculous. And until they make some moves, I think they're going to continue to struggle and underachieve. So you're 0-2 for a reason. I don't believe in putting lipstick on a pig. So allow those teams to be losers and stay the hell away from them.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, you tell them, Tori. You tell the world. Welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show, everybody. We're coming at you on Facebook Live. We are off the national TV. Not like it's going to get any less wild, but I promise to stick to sports. We'll shut up and dribble here in Hour 2, okay? But I do want to read the comment. Can you guys get to that Chris Bird comment that it just slipped off the screen in front of us? A lot of things going on. The theme of the show today, can we just sidestep out what our normal brand is for a minute? Here's Chris, not Carlos Legenda, Chris Bird in Toronto. Our brand is literally we stick to sports, actually. That's what it is. I think that's why people love us. Chris Bird says, besides the highly paid athletes, what about all the people who work in the sports industry? Are they not important? My point and theme, if you just allow me for one day, is I'm a little flabbergasted and I'm struggling coming to the grips with so many people telling me that sports isn't important in this pandemic. It's not that important. It's a luxury. That's one. But one person said, I mean, we could live without sports. Could we? I don't know. And I said, my heroes growing up were George Strait, country singer, of course, the king of country, Mike Medano, and Jeff Fairholm, the writer great. And I asked the viewers, who are your heroes? Graham Swinnerton says Bob Cossett, Tom Campana, Bill Baker, George Reed, Ron Lancaster. Those are all Saskatchewan Rough Riders greats. But I'm sitting there going, was I so wrong? Did I pick the wrong heroes? Because sports isn't that important. And secondly, you're seeing a lot of guys. I'm seeing NHL people now that are starting to work on that second career, Darren, because they see the writing on the wall. Forget about the CFL. It looks like they're not going to play for 2 years. That's what I'm hearing from the health people. So go get another job, and I guess it's come back in 2 years. We'll catch up with you in 2 years, and we'll see if we have something for you.
It's tough. On the one hand, when we look back and we take ourselves out of this picture and look back on history, a little two-year pause in sports, and they came back. It's nothing. It's like, but when you are in that light, that sentence, that 2 years, it is the days
it's a crisis.
Drag out.
The snowman's watching in North Carolina, and he says, not that important? What? It's the Canadian thing, Brian, because a lot of you folks in America are getting back to sports. I'm not sitting here railing against government. I'm not saying don't wear a mask. I'm following all the rules. But I just keep hearing sports isn't that important. I'm starting to question it myself. Maybe it's not. So what have I been doing with my life? That's what I'm saying. Brian says his dad, Jim Durham, Joe Montana, Wayne Larrivee, voice of the Packers, by the way. Anyways, that's the theme. So that was point one, as we bring in Justin Duck in a moment. Point two, the Blue Jays are going to the playoffs. I have a feeling we'll spend more time on that tomorrow. Michael Landsberg was with us last hour. He predicted a Tampa Bay sweep. Don't at me, don't shoot the messenger. That's from Landsberg. Point three, NFL week three takeaways, Cowboys blow one. Should be 3-0. I know should be doesn't mean anything, but they should be. Your Titans won by the skin of your teeth. What are you, 3-0 now?
3-0.
Wow.
We played, like, they just didn't show up. They're the best red zone team in the NFL over the last year, and they couldn't get touchdowns, and they let Minnesota hang around and really win the game. But I guess that means that we're a pretty good football team if you can fall asleep for most of the football game and still win. So I'm feeling okay.
Stop the presses! Go put up Mandy's comment, please. Mandy, it just rolled through. Comments are coming in so crazy. Mandy says, she's in Edmonton, your career has been important other than the entertainment factor, but also as a platform that helps you reach more people in recovery. We're just doubling down on my confusion right now, because as I said to Darren in the break, 50,000 people don't show up to see me do an intervention on somebody to save their life. Nobody cares about recovery. Landsberg and I covered that last hour. Nobody cares about mental health until it affects you and somebody dies, and then it's too late. So that's a point. We're filling stadiums to watch sports. You're telling me it doesn't matter? Yet the mental health world is a very hard world to make a living in. It's very hard. And most days you feel like nobody cares. And you're helping people trying, and a lot of times they don't listen to you. So I say to my wife, why am I doing this? Why am I beating my head against the wall? This guy's not listening to what I'm telling him to do. Nobody cares. I'm so confused. I'm not joking.
That's so interesting, because the sports is, because of what we were just talking about and the great work that you're doing in recovery and in mental health and the people you're helping, and the fact that it's so not sexy,
no,
that makes the sports even more important, Rod. Think about the recovery show, right? And all the work you're doing online and your other accounts. If you didn't have to have sports and build up the platform and be the voice of 30,000 fans and, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of fans now, you know, that are touched by this show across North America, and we're even seeing other parts of the world, you're bringing them in, you're giving them something that they care about, sports, and they love the opinions. And then when you bring up mental health, because now you have their attention, now they're listening. But without sports, they're not paying attention to any of that recovery stuff or the mental health stuff.
Clearly.
So the sports matters. When we hear an athlete go up and do all, you know, and become a star, look at Kaepernick. Because he played football and became a star and you wanted to be him, now when he talks about Black Lives Matter, you're listening. Because he carries some influence with you. If he just talked about Black Lives Matter, he might not have the same level of influence. And it's so sports is great to be able to be a subsidiary for all
the two careers interweave
big
magically.
Time.
But I'm just saying, in a pandemic, it just sitting here going, hey, we might lose somebody. We might lose somebody. Or you might get the virus that'll change you forever.
Mm-hmm.
And yet exponentially more people have died because of the mental health crisis, addiction crisis. Nobody cares. I'm struggling. Okay, I'm struggling making sense of everything. I think everybody is. John in Kansas City says, okay, I'm convinced. Early choice for rock star of the day is Rod's rant. It's not even a rant. Like, it wasn't scheduled. I'm putting my heart out there to you, telling you I'm struggling. Trying to stick up for sports people, and they're too afraid to say anything. I feel like I'm out here on this limb all by myself in a lot of ways, too. It's hard.
Yeah.
And then point four, Monday Night Football, Kansas City at Baltimore. Point five, Stanley Cup Final tonight, game six. Tampa Bay leads Dallas 3-2. I haven't even said it yet, but it's true. This is a must win for the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. Because if they lose, it's going to game seven, which they will lose. I'm just putting that out there. It's must win tonight for Tampa Bay.
Wow.
Poll question for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center, which has got you more excited tonight, Monday Night Football or the Stanley Cup? It's around 50-50. And point six is the NBA Finals, Miami versus the Lakers. Do you care? It's lost me. Okay, let's bring in Justin Dunk now from 3downnation.com. Thank you, Justin, for sitting through that. How are you today out there in Southern Ontario, my man?
Keeping well. It's a beautiful day out here, guys. Not to brag about it too much.
Good. It's a beautiful day out here, too. One of the windiest weekends of the year, however. Justin, doing our best to keep the three-down game forefront, but I don't think we're doing as well as you are, my man, over at 3downnation.com. What's news today? Because people are wondering about a league update.
I'd argue that, though, Roddy. You guys at the Rod Peterson Show with the CFL Sim has kept the actual football part of that at the forefront. And of course, we're going to have all the news at 3Down Nation. The absolute latest, I've been going around the league, building up some notes for you guys for the next appearance, which is obviously right now. So we'll get to maybe the hottest topic, or dare I say name, around the league right now. And everyone's focused on Randy Ambrosi and will he or won't he be the commissioner coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, I can tell you the name that I've heard behind the scenes that has come up, and everybody's asking, well, if it's not Ambrosi, who is it? That name is Ken Derrick, a Winnipeg native, went to Laurentian University, part of their sports administration program, got a bachelor in commerce in sports administration there, actually worked for the years for 10 years from 1978 to 1988. Then, keep up with me here for a minute, went to Labatt, oversaw a number of their sports and entertainment partnerships, then went to NBA Canada, then went to the NBA and was part of their global marketing team where he crossed paths with former CFL commissioner Mark Cohan. The Chargers saw what he was doing in the NBA, brought him in to be their senior vice president, what ended up being, of marketing, and had a big impact there for the Chargers. Dean Spanos was a big fan of his, and currently he's serving on the board of directors for the San Diego Foundation and is also on the marketing committee for the 2021 U.S. Open Championship, Roddy. So Ken Derrick is a very hot name in CFL circles right now.
Let's back up for a second. We're talking about the next commissioner of the Canadian Football League. That's what you're talking about. Where we missed an off-ramp here somewhere because we still got a commissioner. So what's Keith Barrett? You're talking about the next commissioner? What's going on here?
That's right. And I feel like when you start to hear candidates and names being bandied about behind the scenes, as Ken Derrick has been, that could, and I need to emphasize, could spell the end of Randy Ambrosi. Now, recently there was a general manager's meeting where they voted 7-2 against the global initiative. So keep that in mind. Ambrosi has had the global CFL 2.0 initiative at the forefront of his tenure as commissioner of the CFL. And from what I was told, Ambrosi was and did made a presentation to the board of governors for what the future of the league is going to look like. So if you read between the lines there, that to me was essentially Ambrosi showing, all right, what's the plan for the future of the league, and are the board of governors on side with it to potentially keep him in that role as the commish? So I guess that's the prelude to where Ken Derrick's name comes in as a potential candidate to be the commissioner of the CFL.
So I guess the main thing out of all this is, and you just mentioned that there was a GM's meeting, they voted 7-2 against moving forward with CFL 2.0. So things are happening in the Canadian Football League. It's just nobody really sees them, and obviously that's the way the league wants it.
That's right. It's been very quiet, and it's not like they want this information getting out, but that's why I dig into it for you guys and also have it up on 3Down Nation so people can have an idea of what's going on. And I really get the sense, Roddy, that the global initiative could be the hill that Ambrosi lives or potentially dies on.
Well, that 7-2 against is pretty resounding, Justin, that the teams don't want it.
It really is. And when you consider the amount of money that's been invested in it, and it's well over $1 million at this point, and the return, and I'll give you an idea, last year in 2019, the return that they saw was around the $10,000 mark. So you do the math there, and that's a big loss of money for the CFL to be investing into something and not seeing a return. Now, it was always going to be a long-term play, but when you factor in that we're in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic, jobs have been affected, that some of those jobs, like, let's say, Dwayne Mandruziak out in Edmonton, could have been saved with some of that money that was lost, or some people view it as an investment into the global initiative.
So you mentioned Dwayne Mandruziak. You guys reported on 3Down. I saw that the CFLPA collectively wrote him a letter, because I read 3Down several times a day. But as it was pointed out to me late last week, there was maybe up to 18 people let go by Edmonton, but we only heard about one. What do you know about league layoffs right now through about 200 days into the pandemic?
You're right, Roddy. There was a number out in Edmonton. Apparently, the same thing could be happening right where you guys are in Saskatchewan. And the one that really spoke volumes to me was Al Couture, the head therapist in Winnipeg with the Blue Bombers. He was the guy behind the entire medical plan of the Winnipeg Hub City model. He was doing a lot of work, and literally all the way up until the day that the Canadian government, as we first reported at Three Down Nation, said they weren't going to give the league a CFL-specific financial package, was working on that medical plan to push it through both provincially and federally. And to be quite honest, the people in power and politics were fans of that plan. So Couture was behind it. But then when there was no season, he gets laid off. Now, he'll be back in 2021. But to me, when you talk about Mandruziak and Couture and some of the other names that aren't even out there yet, it's the people that are the glue of this league that are suffering. And we're looking at the leadership of it, questioning it, and the decisions being made. For example, the CFL has not come out with a statement about Mandruziak, but the Canadian Football League Players Association has the class to acknowledge what he meant, not only to their membership, but to the Edmonton Football Club over the years. The silence is deafening from the league. You see the people that are underneath Ambrosi, and I hate to say it and point them out, but it's true, suffering, and we don't hear anything from the commissioner as to why these layoffs are happening.
Suffering is the word. And if you've been watching any of the show today, that's my rant about, oh, but sports doesn't matter. Still don't quite understand that. And by the way, Kim Murphy, stepping down after 28 years as a CFL official, he was not acknowledged by the league either. He won't say it, but I'll speak for him. He's like, what? When we come out of all this, the CFL needs to examine how they do these types of things or don't do these types of things, because it's not the way, it's not the CFL that we know. By the way, you guys have been doing a great job following the blossoming career of Chase Claypool. Did the Steelers have a bye last week? This week, because I didn't see him all over the highlights. Did they not play?
They did play against the Houston Texans. They won, so they're 3-0. Claypool had one catch for 24 yards, did some yeoman's work on special teams as well. So he's sort of in that area where they're giving him bite-sized chunks of the offense to make sure he's comfortable. Obviously, he was all over the highlight reels around North America and even globally with the 84-yard touchdown he had in week 2 against the Denver Broncos. It should be noted, the longest play from scrimmage in history by a Canadian-born player. So Claypool continues to evolve and develop within the Steelers' offense. He has the trust of Big Ben Roethlisberger, but they don't want to force feed it to him. They don't want it to come to him too quickly and too fast, like we've seen with, let's say, a number of quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round and pushed out there. I do believe, though, the Steelers see a star potential in the future for Claypool.
We're going a little long, but the Claypool discussion brings something up, because you were a 5-year starter at Guelph as a Canadian quarterback. In the next CFL, whatever that is, 3.0, well, how do you feel about the CFL getting squished in this pro football world where the best Canadians are actually going to the NFL now? Chase Claypool's a great example, Burt Gallimore, all these kids down there, Chuba Hubbard, may never even set foot on a CFL field. And then you got the CFL, who poured millions into grassroots, right? It almost caused their own problem. They've done so much for amateur football in Canada, and this is how it's turned out. How could they change that in their favor when they come back, do you think?
Well, I think overall that's going to be a benefit to the CFL, because you're going to have the elite guys go down to the NFL, obviously, because it makes literal dollars and cents to play there. There's millions of dollars on the line compared to hundreds of thousands up here. But what it shows me, Roddy, and this is the other side of the argument that I would say, is you have more and more numbers of Canadians going down to play NCAA football, because you can get a full scholarship, you get your whole tuition paid for, your whole degree paid for. And more we're seeing the level of U sports football come to the forefront. So I think the CFL actually needs to look at having more Canadians in the league, and that's where the global initiative conundrum comes into play. And if you look at one example, Tavius Robinson transfers from the University of Guelph because the U sports season is canceled, goes down to the University of Mississippi, starts his first game in the SEC, the preeminent conference in university or college football on the face of the planet. So that shows you that there is no excuse for scouts and general managers out in the CFL to be using the Canadian argument as a crutch. And we hear it all too often that there's not enough Canadians to go around. And, oh, if we did ever pie in the sky, get a team out in Atlantic with the Schooners, would we have enough Canadians to fill those roles? Yes, yes, yes. There's more than ever in the NCAA. As you mentioned, there's more than ever that are going to play in the NFL. Look at Chase Claypool. Look at Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. These guys are legitimate starters and impact players on their team. And we have a number of these players in our own backyard at Canadian universities. They just don't get the opportunity. If Tavius Robinson doesn't prove that, I don't know what does. And I'll go a step further. Dean Leonard with the University of Calgary. He did the same thing. Went from Calgary to Ole Miss, was in the rotation there in the secondary for the Rebels, on the field in his first career SEC game. That's the type of talent we have here. It just needs to start being acknowledged better.
Justin, is this a passion project for you?
A little bit, man. You can sense it, man. There's talent here.
Never seen you so worked up. I'm glad I asked. Okay, my man, keep up the great work at Three Down. Let's do it again soon.
You bet, Roddy. Stay safe out there.
Justin Dunk with some big scoops. They're already talking about the next commissioner of the CFL. Did you hear that?
Oh, yeah.
GM's voting down CFL 2.0. We'll talk about all of that and more when we come back. It's the RP Show. You're watching across North America on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Laid back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Dupes has been doing a lot of tweeting today. How you doing?
Yeah.
It's been a lot of material here.
There's been a lot of material. And the one that's going to get no traction because nobody will understand it is the one about 30,000 people in the Uber. But I just love the Dr. Phil GIF. So if people could go to our Twitter page and like that.
At Rod Peterson Show.
That'd be great.
I'm glad that you at least know me well enough to understand exactly where I'm coming from. With me saying I'm just struggling so much with that sports doesn't matter because we're packing stadiums or were to watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody's turning around and telling me sports doesn't matter. And a lot of those people are sports fans. That's what's blowing my, what do you mean it doesn't matter? And the reason he said 30,000 people don't show up in an Uber, I'd said, is the CFL blockbuster? Are the Rough Riders, the taxi industry, like, is it past their time? Did I miss something?
Yeah.
No, but wait a minute. The 33,000 showed up at the West Final last year. They didn't show up to watch you jump in an Uber like the taxi companies.
Like, we know the cab drivers, we know the doctors, we know the firemen, the police officers. They are the real heroes. But you said, 30,000 people don't watch you to show up and jump in an Uber or fight a fire. They don't. It's unfortunate, but that's just.
At some point, you need to say this is the way that it is. It may not be right. But people show up to watch these guys play. It's a release for them. It's important for them. And maybe our heroes should have been those other industries. It's not new.
But you won't notice it. The people won't see that until it's too late. And then they won't see the damage they've caused by just forgetting about sports or whatever it may be until later. So the people with vision and the people who really value and understand it and are right, if they are right or not, I mean, history will tell, they're the ones who will have success. It's like you're car is smoking, you get under the hood. Well, this one hose doesn't matter. You won't know until you get another 100 miles down the road if that hose actually mattered or not.
Right.
Your car will be in the ditch. So I'm comfortable with which side I'm on right now.
Which is what? Sports.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Me too.
That they matter.
Guy said to me on the weekend, you will never go wrong backing the sports people and the business people. You may upset some people over here, but you're okay with these guys and girls. So that's good. Darren Bombing coming up from TSN 1290 Winnipeg and NHL.com. Would you mind, fellas, put up the comment from Todd Pinckney? He is a P1 of ours, Pinks, former U of R Rams kicker, if you can find it. He says, all major sports, both amateur and professional, have a tremendous economic, political, and cultural influence on our society. Watching and playing sports provide us ways to escape the stress of our daily lives and come together as a community. From a social point, sports plays a positive role in uniting people from different social backgrounds in support of their favorite team. Very well said, Pinks. You have never have made more sense than that. I noticed we went, 4 months without sports when the health officials were just trying to figure out what we had a handle on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
4 months without sports. And once we finally had it, which was the golf match,
Yeah.
With Tiger and Phil and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. I'm laughing. I'm loving. I'm cheering. I'm like, oh, I forgot. I didn't think I'd ever feel this way again. Makes you feel good. What the hell's wrong with that?
It's amazing.
It's important.
It's super important.
And by the way, those bombs dropped by just 1 second, Darren Bombing, just before you come on, I want you to hear what you missed. And Dupes, your thoughts on this. They're talking about Ken Darrett as the next commissioner of the Canadian Football League. Did I miss something? We have a commissioner of the Canadian Football League. His name's Randy Ambrosi. What? And also CFL GMs voting against the global experiment of pushing it forward. 7-2 against it. What is your take on the fact that they're talking about, like, when they say the chair's not even cold yet, he's still in the chair.
He's still in the chair. And yeah, I don't like it.
No.
You know, and again, this just exhausts me. Here's people, again, trying to blame somebody else.
Yes.
Trying to put blame on somebody for their problems. And we always want to pass the buck. And nobody wants to stand up and say, we read this thing wrong, or we messed up, or we're just not going to make it. You want to put blame on somebody else. Your team's losing money. Yeah, but the commissioner screwed us.
His fault.
You know, but I see it in sports too, though, when the league's saying, but the government's not letting us play. No, you're not doing a good enough job convincing them that you should play. Like, stop blaming other people.
Right.
For the problems. You know, they're not letting us go play hockey. My kid needs to play hockey. Guess what? In like 6 weeks, the water's going to freeze and you can go outside and make all the games you want to make. Right? You can play hockey. It might be the greatest thing for this sport to get back to the love of the game. Right? Go put some ice down on the sidewalk, not on the sidewalk, but some ice down on the grass and, you know, make
a
great...
I was waiting for that rant.
Do it.
Because you said you were going to say that.
It would
that
be
rant.
Great. And I'll broadcast it. It'll be like Mystery Alaska. It might be the greatest hockey moment that this country's had in 100 years.
It's going to go back to being the 12-year-old dilemma that I had when I was 12 years old, the dilemma. Do I want to broadcast this game or do I want to play in this game?
Right.
It'll be the same thing all over again.
Why don't we meet halfway down the highway and have Regina against Moose Jaw on the outdoor...
Can't do that! No interprovincial traveling.
Regina, we're in the same province.
They can't play each other in hockey now.
It's not sanctioned. Just go play. Put your sticks in the middle.
Why are we yelling?
Moose Jaw on this side, Regina on this side. Outdoor, like, it'd be the greatest spectacle ever. It'd be so much fun.
We'll come back on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren Bombing, for sitting through that from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. You get the argument, though, right? You guys might be having the same argument over there in Winnipeg.
Yeah, I love the argument. I love that passion. And you know, Rod's rant with the stamp on the screen, that's got to be Dupe's rant now. I couldn't agree more. I think it can be a positive thing if we, as a sports culture society, take a step back from all of this organization for just 1 year. Hopefully it's 1 year. No doubt if it goes beyond that, it raises a whole nother pile of potential problems. But I think it can be a good thing for us to get down to our grassroots again, get down to where it all started, and that's being, you know, kids with our parents and being young people with our friends outside, you know, follow all the safety, you know, guidelines you need to do. Just go throw the ball around, do it safely. And I think in a lot of ways it can probably have a positive ripple effect moving forward.
Well, you know, it's funny, by the way, because Manitobans and Saskatchewanians are really no different. And you and I both spent lots of time in both places. I bang on them because it's fun. You don't make fun of your cousin or your brother. You know what I mean? Like, you do. I think people in Winnipeg are starting to figure that out now. So my parallel on that is, you guys had a great summer. You get to the lake. You're outside. You're golfing. You're doing all this. And now winter's coming. We're going to be locked up again, really, with not much to do. And I think people are going to start to go wacko before long. What do you think of the chances of that?
Well, no, I think that's an absolute possibility. You know, mental health and ensuring that you have the things you need to stay mentally healthy. That's friends, that's family. Technology is going to be a huge thing. No doubt it has been a huge thing throughout this entire pandemic to stay on the same page. But you're right. When you're not able to... you know, play the same organized sports, to socialize with your friends in a collective setting, all those sorts of things, it's going to start to wear on people. I think golf this summer for a lot of people was a huge reprieve to be able to get out and keep your distance while still socializing and being active and taking in some fresh air. That was a huge thing. Winter comes, the cold of Saskatchewan and Manitoba. We know it here in this part of the country better than anywhere else, I feel, maybe outside of the territories, of how hellacious and long that winter can be. But, you know, beer league hockey here in Manitoba, like, we moved to a new orange designation, no group gatherings, more than 10 people. Beer league hockey is still allowed to play. That's surprised a lot of people here in the province and in the city, because, you know, 15, 20 guys can still be in a locker room, but they can't shower. They can't, spend more than a certain amount of time. I think it's 20 minutes they have prior to the game to get dressed and get ready to go. And they don't want those collective gatherings after the game to still happen. But guys are still in the parking lot. They're still cracking beers. It's still a thing that everybody's doing. So where those safety guidelines meet the reality of people actually being responsible, and then just not going stir crazy, not getting cabin fever through these winter months is going to be a very difficult and challenged and interesting of how it's all going to shake out moving forward.
I'm going to ask you in a second your take on where the CFL is at, because I think it's your favorite league, and just what your take is on Dunk's report. But I just want to, here's a guy, folks, Darren Bomming, you're looking at him. It's a struggle for you in the good times, right? With, you're covering the Jets, you're on Canada West TV, right? I think you're working as a freelancer with TSN 12. You're one of those sports guys that's been taking it in the back here for 7 months. How are you doing? Because if they're not playing, you're not working. Can you speak for those people that are in that world?
Yeah, I can speak for people in that world. You know, like, it kind of goes with being a broadcaster, being a journalist. It's never about us. So I've never, you know, put too much of a focus on myself and the challenges. But there are absolutely challenges for those of us in the sports reporting world. You know, when the Winnipeg Jets play a game, there's 150, 200 people up in that press box every single night. And that's in addition to the off-ice officials and to everybody that works at True North Sports and Entertainment, the governing body and the ownership of the Winnipeg Jets. I've been a part-time employee at TSN Radio and TSN Sports for 8 years now. It was this past week, and that work has dried up. You know, I did some vacation fill-in, but with no football practices to go to every single week, with no games to cover. Now with the National Hockey League, unsure if there's going to be games here in Winnipeg or in Calgary or in Vancouver or wherever, you know, those games, regular season games, would be on a nightly basis. It's absolutely money out of sports broadcasters' pockets. Canada West TV, absolutely. You know, all of those opportunities. Junior football was canceled. You know, I'm wearing my old junior football hat, but the Winnipeg, this is the St. James Rods, and alma mater of Chris Walby, actually, when it was the Winnipeg Rods. All of those football opportunities for people to coach, to officiate, it's hitting everybody extremely strongly. You know, the Regina Thunder, the Saskatoon Hilltops, unable to play against the Winnipeg Rifles here, you know, and a team I work for on a freelance basis, you know, doing play-by-play in their games. So many volunteers, you know, that they rely on, but also paid opportunities and honorariums for a lot of people. All of that's out the window. It's been tough. We keep our fingers crossed that local sports will be able to happen again, that gatherings of more than 10, more than 25, more than 50 and 100 people can happen. And then that leads into the biggest question, I think, in the world of sports here in Canada, and especially here in the Prairies, Rod, is if there's no fans in the stands in May and June of 2021, it's just a matter of months away. Can the Canadian Football League survive?
So to that, and that's where we'll end it. Other than, I want to read this comment from Colin in Ottawa, who he's a P1, priority one viewer of ours. So I'll be nice when I say this. He says, does Darren miss three down football in general, whether it's CFL, U Sports, or CJFL? I miss seeing the strategy of our game in action myself. Stop for a second. I'll say, Colin, you guys, you go DM and tweet back and forth with Darren on that, because I don't think about that stuff. When I get that pit in my stomach of sadness and I miss something, I click my mind and think of something else. So I'm not going to go down how much we missed and missed that miss. I don't wallow in that. What I want to talk to you about is the job of Randy Ambrosi and these CFL governors, because they're talking about getting rid of Randy Ambrosi. I'm hearing it everywhere. whether he deserves to or not is a story for another time, but just what you're seeing in the CFL right now, can you believe it or hearing?
Yeah, I haven't heard much. You know, anytime fires rage, people are going to look to the people that are responsible for putting those fires out. And, you know, you can talk about Dwayne Mandruziak. You can talk about the inability for this football league to find federal funding, the folly and blunder that it was back in April and May when he went to the House of Commons and asked for entirely too much money, didn't want to open the books, was unable to speak to the role of half the league, the players. The Players Association, in my mind, has strong leadership. They've had a unified voice. They have spoken and done everything they can through all of this. There's been a lot more, I think, balls dropped, pardon the pun, for football, but many more on the Canadian Football League side. And of course, when that happens, people are going to look towards the leadership. You know, I heard a lot of your interview with Justin Dunk just a few minutes ago on the program, and you know, the CFL has a lot of work to do right here back home. I initially really enjoyed and was optimistic about the global initiative, CFL 2.0. I thought it was generally a good idea. Has it been well executed? I don't know, because it's a real long-term play. But if you spend $1 million and you're only getting $10,000 back, and now the league lost $19 million collectively in a healthy year of 2019, and now who knows how much they're going to lose in a pandemic-ended season or a season that never even got off the ground in 2020. It makes you wonder if the entire direction and CFL 3.0 needs to be kicked into gear, because I think there's way bigger fish to fry right in our own borders.
Yeah, he might have, in the end, cooked his own goose. And I guess
we'll bit off a little bit more than he could chew.
We might find out in short order. Awesome report, Darren. Thanks, sir. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely, Rod. Always good to be with you guys.
Darren Bombing of TSN 1290 Winnipeg and NHL.com checking in. We'll be back in a moment. Sports update coming up. Overtime. It's the RP Show, and you're watching on Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time for a sports update. Stanley Cup could be presented to the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight in Edmonton. The Bolts lead the Dallas Stars 3-2 heading into Game 6 of the best-of-seven series tonight. The Lightning lost in overtime to the Stars in Game 5 on Saturday as Dallas staved off elimination.
There it is.
6 p.m. face-off. The Toronto Blue Jays are getting ready for their best-of-three playoff series against the Tampa Bay Rays. The Blue Jays traveled to St. Petersburg, Florida yesterday after completing their regular season with a loss to Baltimore in Buffalo, New York. Game one goes Tuesday. Battle of two AFC heavyweights on Monday Night Football tonight. The Kansas City Chiefs travel to Baltimore facing the Ravens. The Chiefs are off to a 2-0 start after winning the Super Bowl last year. Baltimore is also 2-0. Three teams in the AFC are already 3-0. Couple of days of prep for the NBA finalists. The Miami Heat will face the LA Lakers in the best of seven NBA finals at Walt Disney World Resort. The Heat advanced last night with a Game 6 win over the Boston Celtics in the East Final. LeBron James and the Lakers beat the Nuggets in five in the West Final. Canada learns its road at the 2021 Gold Cup when the draw for the CONCACAF Championship is held tonight in Miami. Canada lost to Haiti in the quarterfinals of last year's Gold Cup. Mexico won the event. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and drive-through liquor store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have with seven amazing flavors. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. Had a wonderful lunch, by the way, with Tony the Tiger at the Tap on Friday.
How's he doing?
Very, very well. Oh. Top side of wonderful, as he would tell you. Good, strong crowd there. I had the buffalo chicken wrap and two bowls of soup. It was amazing. Guys, cue up Mandy's comment for a second. I'm going to get to that in a moment. Just on the Blue Jays, I've been doing a little reading here. the Blue Jays and the Rays met six times in the regular season. Coincidentally, that's probably the Rays are the team I watched the most playing the Blue Jays. The Jays lost 4 of 6 against them. But of those 4 losses, they were by 1 run. 1 run exactly.
Wow.
Closer than you'd think. I'm still thinking they got a shot in a what do they say? In a best of 7 series, the better team will win all the time.
Would you rather have the Rays or the Yankees?
Way more the Rays.
So I think it's a little more optimistic,
right?
Even though you're playing the top team in the Rays, who played really well, I think it's a little more optimistic than the big bad Yankees.
So in the best of 3, they got a chance. And now is the time that I will be watching pitch by pitch by pitch and very much into it. I know there are people that watch Blue Jays baseball all year that way. I'm not one of them. But I'm into it now. Mm-hmm. Mandy in Edmonton says, did Rod say earlier in the show that with news this weekend, there might not be a 2021 season, or did I hear that wrong? It's just fact. I'll go one further. And that's why you need to tune in for the entire 2 hours. If you're not watching for the whole 2 hours, you miss a lot, right? And please tell me if you think I'm wrong. I was talking to a sports medicine professional yesterday, okay? Called me. We talked about all this. He gave me the health side of it. He's fully on board with the social distancing, the small gatherings. He's fully on board with what the government's doing, and that's totally cool. He was laying out their side of it. And I thought, that's totally cool. I said to him, when this hit March 12th, how long did you think it would last? Because what we were thinking, 4 months max?
Mm-hmm.
He said a year. And here we are 7 months into it. He goes, I'm thinking probably 18 months now. Not like they're going off what this guy says, but he said he's in meetings all the time with health professionals, government professionals. He was just doing me a favor, informing me on stuff that, frankly, I kind of already knew, but he was confirming. So, Mandy, I'm not saying anything. He's not saying anything about the CFL for 2021. However, if you were the CFL and you had a pretty good inkling that we're not going to have more than 150 people in a space until at least the spring, how could you plan for next year? How could you? Can't. So where we're going, it's becoming more and more clear. I've been saying it for months, more so because I had a feeling more than anything that I knew. The CFL is going to have to lay off just about everybody. Just about everybody. Go find a job somewhere else. And when we reopen for business, reapply. And here's hoping your job's still there. But in a department that has 20 people, it might have now 3 people. And that's how we're going to have the leaner, meaner, cleaner Canadian Football League. And it's not just the CFL. Major, junior, maybe even university football programs. That's where this is going. And also, we had a meeting before the show. People here have been talking to people. Because somebody had written in and said, well, I heard they're going to have vaccines by this winter. A, if you're going by what you hear, that's dangerous. B, it's how you're going to get the vaccine to everybody on this continent. Because I guess I'll take a shot if that means that's what it's going to be for me to get to Florida. Because I'm watching College Game Day on Saturday. I love it so much. I assume you probably saw some of it.
Oh, yeah.
They got Lee Corso by a pool in Orlando, and I'm just tears coming down. What a beautiful Orlando so bad. And Miami. It's the greatest place, Darren.
I can't wait.
It's the greatest place. I've long said Arizona's Disney World for adults, but it's actually Florida. Because you know that it's going to be, you know it's going to be 30 degrees.
Period.
Year round.
Yeah.
I want to go. I'm going to have to get a vaccine to go. So I think that explains all of what we're talking about here, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's a pretty good bow on it. For the most part, for what we've done here today, but man, there's a lot to unpack from the last 2 hours.
There's a and you're lot still unpacking.
I'm still unpacking, and I've been here in the co-pilot chair for all of it. So yeah, that's a pretty good summary of where we've been for the last little while.
Well, and it's to clarify it, if we've come anywhere by just talking in this large group therapy session today, is that while we believe that the government in Canada is doing the right thing, they're killing sports, and they're not trying to kill sports. It's happening by proxy. It's an offshoot of what they're doing for COVID controls and other industries. Look at travel. We don't hear from travel people. We don't hear from them. They got laid off and they got jobs other places. There's just not as many of them as there are in sports.
Right.
So we're not even blaming the government. I'm just making you aware of all the lives that are being affected. That's all. And sometimes I wonder if the government's aware of these things. I don't know that they are. I am actually pretty sure they're not. So we're just speaking up for an industry. Now, what does that make us bad people? We'll be back with Overtime in a second. We will be back in a moment. We are on Game Plus TV, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm tweeting the poll question here right now, so bear with me. The rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Thank you, Director Jordan. Michael Landsberg, Justin Dunk, Darren Bombing, and some of the viewers have asked to include Rod's rant. So there you go. Boom. Sent. Feel like I've been doing a lot of talking today. So...
been a lot on your mind.
Yeah. I feel like we've covered some ground.
This is kind of a bit of an emotionally draining 2 hours, hasn't it been? Like, do you feel?
Yeah,
we've put a lot on the table, you know, and this has been like we've just been through a 12-round kind of, you know, bout because there's a lot to get to. It's highly, you know, intense topics, and people are invested in it.
Can we put up the comment from Wayne in Victoria? He said, are you saying the government doesn't realize what they're doing to all these industries, Rod? I'm sorry, but they have to know what these mandates are causing across the country. No, they don't have to know that. I don't think that they know. Maybe the Minister of Parks, Arts and Recreation or whatever it is, maybe he knows. Is that Gene? It's impossible to know everything about every industry. I'll give you an example. When the ag people were upset a year ago that the Rough Riders were allowing A&W to use them to endorse their Beyond Meat Burger, the ag people called me because they'd met with the Rough Riders and they said, Rod, the riders, not only do they not know what ag is, they don't care. And I thought, well, how do you not know what ag is? But I was raised in ag. I don't know what potash is. I don't know. Like Cameco was a rider sponsor for years with a Touchdown for Dreams. I don't know what potash is all about. I couldn't tell it if it came up and kicked me in the shins. And look, I have met with the health officials on the addiction side and mental health during the pandemic. Trust me, I know those guys and girls. Their pants are on fire. I think it's slowing down a little bit because a little more of the virus is known. There's people that have lived at the ledge for 90 consecutive days when this began. I don't really think they'd realize what's happening in sports. I'm not sure they totally care because they're trying to save. I mean, we've been saying this for months. This isn't new. Their priority is the health of the people of the province. I'm not arguing that they're not doing the best that they can and what they think's best. I've never, ever said that's not the thing.
Yeah, never.
So I don't think they really care whether the Riders play or not. That's fair. That's their right. We're back to where this all started today.
Yes.
It is impossible for Dr. Shahab to know how this is affecting the assistant coach of the Riders. He hasn't had time to think about it.
I know.
Is that what that all boils down to?
It is. And my side of it's a little different. You know, and whether we disagree or not, you know, where I put more of the onus on the businesses and the sports people, you know, we have, like, I support them and they need to be playing. But I feel like they're not fully understanding the situation that they're in. Like, in terms of, you just mentioned it, they don't know everything. The government doesn't know everything about your business or your sport or your organization.
How could they?
So it's your job to educate them. But you can't be closed-minded and say, well, this is how we have to play hockey. The way you want to play hockey. Well, this is how we have to do it. And the government says, well, if that's the way you have to play hockey, no hockey for you because that doesn't work with us. You have to get on their page, understand what, you know, they're looking for in the health and safety, and apply that to your plan and work together. Like, just work together to get sports back, because you'll need to understand it's not their priority. So if they're not as invested as you, you can't expect them to put as much work in as you to your thing. It's like when you bring on an employee at a business, right? And I'm wondering, you mean you weren't up till 2 a.m. thinking about this and writing down ideas and doing the extra work? How could I expect them to be as invested in my business as I am? It's not their business. It's a job. So that means I have to do more of the work. I have to put the plans together. I have to create, and can't expect them to do, you know what I mean? So you can't expect the government to sit there and be as invested about your business as you are, but they'll work with you. You just have to put the plan together.
Rylan, our Army buddy, says there is only so much time in a day to focus on only so much. Some people can't handle that. Got to be some give and take to get through this. Not everyone can see that. That's from Rylan. And that's why we welcome all opinions. I think people are upset that we don't necessarily agree with their narrative, and that makes us whatever, haters and insensitive. We said this earlier. It's all great with a tolerant and inclusive people until you don't agree with them, and all of a sudden they want to cancel you.
I know.
And we're just giving our opinion here every day. Robin and Prince Albert says the show has come full circle today. I'm not. What does that mean? We're talking in circles? That's what I think that means. And if that's the case, you're right. I'm not sure that we solved a ton. But damn, it was fun. Okay, tomorrow, Stu Grimson, Kale and Hayden Fleury. Kale of the Montreal Canadiens, Hayden of the Carolina Hurricanes. Nice work, Clark. Maybe we can find somebody to talk a little Blue Jays baseball to. We'll see. Thanks, everybody. We will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live and Game Plus TV.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.